This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America's Night. Each and every show we go inside the Beltway with one of the true insiders. That would be former Congressman from Ohio, Bob Ney. Bob, you and I keep talking about this, but this is the story that everybody wants to know. It's the whole Trump deal. And I don't think we talked about this the other day, but what was the scoop with Chris Christie standing behind Donald Trump when he was addressing the world after what happened with Super Tuesday?
You know, it's support for Trump. He was a former opponent. But for Christie's end of it, look, if I was going to be attorney general, I would stand there, too.
And so you think that's what he's doing, and that's what I said, vying for something higher if Trump gets elected.
And he'd make a great AG, honestly. He really would.
I agree with you there, actually. I agree with you there, too, if that's the case. So you have the thing with Christie and Donald Trump and what's happening with the rest of the Republicans. Is it just a matter of time? This is the other thing we talked about, and everybody wants to know because we want to put a clock on it. Ben Carson drops out, as he should have.
Right.
He was getting nothing. Well,
right.
Who comes next? Is it Rubio?
Rubio is the one out. Kate, honest to goodness, there are going to be courses in college taught on this election, both sides of the aisle, courses for 10 years, because from today, from Mitt Romney, for the next 12 days for the Republicans, this is the most crucial piece of history in 12 days for them that they've yet to see in 35 years, because I believe Rubio is gone, and if he doesn't get out before the 15th, he's going to ruin his political career in Florida. Romney today is going to launch on Trump. They're spending millions of dollars in Florida to go against Trump to help Rubio, not because they like Rubio, they want Trump. But Rubio, I believe, is gone. And if John Kasich wins his home state, it is Trump, Cruz, Kasich, end of the story, riding into the convention.
Wow, so you think Kasich stays in if he wins Ohio?
If he wins Ohio, yeah. I don't care if he wins any other state. Now, he wants to win other states. If he just wins Ohio, he would be out of his mind to get out of this thing. He really would. Because Trump's not going to have enough delegates. He's going to be ahead. The Republicans, if they continue this idiocy, which is what they're doing with Mitt Romney, Mitt Romney today is going to guarantee Trump some more wins today.
Right.
People that loathe Trump are mad at Mitt Romney right now. We're all calling him Mittens. And it's just going to be ridiculous today what he's doing. But I think that they're going to have a convention, which they got to be careful because it's going to be open. And if they try to manipulate the whole thing, meaning the party, you know, three or four at the hierarchy, they're going to have pitchforks. They'll need riot police on the floor of the convention. So they need to let nature take its course. But if I were John Kasich and I win Ohio, I'm hanging in there till Cleveland.
Do you think he wins Ohio?
Well, right now it's 31-26. It's awfully close. Ironically, if the cities split, my region of southeastern Ohio I used to represent may very well elect one of them, he or Trump. It's very interesting because this, I don't know how the cities are going to roll. Trump's 31-26 above him right now. Now, Trump is 39-18 with Rubio. I think Kasich can win his home state. I'd flip a coin right now between he and Trump. It's going to be fascinating.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's going to be fascinating, too. On the other side, one quick one. Hillary Clinton, one of her aides, waves the flag and takes immunity on the email thing. Does that spell trouble?
Yes. Having been personally down this path before of staffers taking immunity and me going head-on in the Justice Department, and you learn lessons. I must say, when it gets to this point, the guy's taking immunity. Now, I think he's taking immunity because he thought he might be the scapegoat. If he said, I knew some stuff was going across the server. So he helped himself. But this is never good. The feds, they ask you the same question 12 times, and if you answer wrong the 13th, all of a sudden you might be indicted. It's how it runs.
Exactly. All right, Bob Ney, a former congressman from Ohio, Talk Media News, thank you.
Thank you so much.
So you heard Bob there. That's so interesting, isn't it, that Kasich, and not even realizing that, I would just never have thought, it makes sense if you think of the amount of delegates, that Kasich stays in. And I like his analogy about what will happen at the convention and how crazy it'll be at the convention should they all go in and there's not enough delegates. We're just assuming there's enough delegates. The Ohio deal is pretty important then. If you look at the amount of delegates, does Trump win it or does Kasich win it, has just massive repercussions. And you have these Republicans who are not backing Trump as the nominee. And one of them, he mentions the whole Mitt Romney thing. That's huge. And will that ultimately just as he says, push Trump in that direction. Now, the other interesting thing is, can you imagine, so many of you have talked about this, about the Hillary Clinton deal, should the email debacle actually become too great? Does she have to step aside, which would happen? I mean, doesn't matter. Clintons are Teflon, but there's only so much Teflon to go around. If the FBI is granting immunity to one of the key staff members in the Clinton email deal, then that means, as Bob said, he knows, having gone to prison in the Jack Abramoff deal, that that's not good. That means somebody's going to say something, but what are they going to say? They're worried. They're getting squeezed. They what? We don't know the details of that. It makes it tougher for her. Does it mean she's out? No, because we still don't know those finite details. That's why the FBI is being very careful how they're playing this, because they're not going to level charges at her unless they've got enough hardcore information to make it stick. Because you think Clinton, especially, much different from the Republicans, she's got over 1,000 delegates. You need 2,383. Sanders has 424. So she is a heck of a lot closer and seems to be on that right slide where she'll get them. As for the Republicans, Trump has 319. Cruz, you know, they vary depending on how you add them up. But let's just say basically Trump has 319. Cruz, 226. They need 1,237. So to Bob's point, you don't have enough delegates. That makes it different when you get to the convention. And I mentioned the Chris Christie thing to Bob. And Chris Christie, he says, well, that's perfect. He'll be the AG. He's maneuvering for a position with the Trump people should Trump get elected. There's this hashtag, and I think I briefly mentioned it the other show, but it's hashtag Free Chris Christie, and it started trending on Twitter with the governor standing behind Trump on Tuesday during his victory, making fun of what looked like some sort of panic on his face. It was very, very strange. There are different things that were posted about it, and funny things, too, where people wrote, what have I done? Dear God, what have I done? Meaning, what is Chris Christie thinking in his head? And what he's thinking is exactly what Bob said. This is supporting him because of what's going to happen in the future, or could happen. Remember, Chris Christie once slammed Trump as the entertainer-in-chief, but he eventually drops out of the race and endorses him. This is what happens. It's called political optimism, thinking he gets it, I'm in, and I can maybe be the attorney general or some other position in a Trump cabinet. And I think Bob was right when he said this is something that will be studied in classes, in college classes, for a long time to come, because it's so crazy. It's such an odd election. There are signs that point in one direction and signs that point in another direction, and there are still so many unknowns. So will a lot of Republicans just rally behind Cruz? Is that the best strategy against Trump? Maybe, but that's why we're seeing that. And as you look at the spending, the anti-Trump groups are on a blitz of spending a ton of money slamming Trump in Florida. This is what's happening. And that's an important state. The American Future Fund, which is a large nonprofit group that opposes Trump, is already running $1.75 million in ads in some of the big Florida markets. They know that this is the next stomping grounds. And there are a lot of groups, like, for example, the Club for Gross Political Action, PAC, announced $1.5 million, and they've got ad buys that start Thursday. Then you've got the Pro Rubio Conservative Solutions PAC. They've already totaled $10 million, and ads are powerful. Ads are powerful for people who are watching tube over and over again, and they're seeing them getting hit in the face with them. And when they're thinking of going to go out to the primaries, what's the last thing they're thinking about? Yeah. It's interesting stuff. Fascinating. Stay with us. I'm hopping the fence. Hop with me.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Guam immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
America tonight, once again. And you heard what we rocked into the beginning of this, talking obviously more about the politics of what's happening with Trump and what's going on with the rest of the gang, meaning Cruz, does he stay around? It's the same theme, a different day. So we're going to have some of the sound coming up from what was yet another Republican debate. I'll be curious as to what the ratings were for this one, because now, you know, you've narrowed that field, and with Ben Carson not there, it's not as many on the stage. You have Cruz and Rubio and Trump and Kasich, and that's it. So a little down and dirty, and that's the way it's been described, this last debate, because less to spread around and more to focus on. I guess that's the way to say it. And clearly you could see that being taken advantage of on the stage. Plus, this was a Fox deal, so Megyn Kelly was part of this, and boy, there was some strange moments, things that came up during the debate. Now, every single one of the Republican candidates vowed during the debate, by the way, to support the eventual nominee. So whether they're trading insults now or not, they're taking sort of this unofficial pledge that, okay, when the dust clears, I'm there, man. I got your back. I am not going to trash you. I'm going to back whoever that nominee is. This favors Donald Trump because so many of the Republicans are parting company with Trump being the guy who could be the nominee. And that includes Mitt Romney had at it earlier in the day, just slamming Trump for vulgarity and a whole bunch of minefields of what he's saying. In other words, what Trump is saying, Romney just went for the jugular. We'll let you hear that too as well. But you know what? Trump's like unflappable no matter what. He's, you know what he's like? Did you ever have when you were a kid, or if you work out at the gym, but when you were a kid, you know those punching bags they had that had just a little bit of sand in the bottom of it, and it was kind of like this inflatable thing? I know we had a few of those, and you just hit it. Like when you were a kid, you went by it, it didn't hurt you, but it would flop down. You can hit this guy however you want to hit him, and he just bounces right back up. He just reminds me, just like that bag. It's like that punching bag. He immediately, if he leans back, he pops right back up once again. And you know what? A lot of money is being spent to trash Trump in the Sunshine State, because who votes? Older people vote more than any other demographic. Florida is a hotbed. $70 million all zeroing in on Donald Trump. So what's interesting is the Trump campaign does have a media buy as well for $1 million. So they're spending, PACs are spending tons of money to go after him, but yet he's only spending $1 million to sort of defend what's coming his way, I guess is the best way to put that. So interesting to watch all of the flailings behind the scenes. What happens when they jump on the stage? It's been a strange 2 weeks. And it's important because we're in results season. So you look at the results, and I said this before, you can, you know, the numbers are a little bit different depending on the count, but they're close enough. You need 1,237. That's for the Republicans. Trump has 319, so you're up to date. Cruz, 226. Rubio, 110. Kasich, 25. As for the Democrats, you need 2,383. Hillary Clinton has 1,052. Bernie Sanders has 427. So doing the math, when you scramble for the numbers for the Republicans, really, is there going to be enough, as Bob was saying, for any Republican not to feel like they can go into this? Like he was talking about Kasich possibly winning Ohio. Why wouldn't he go into the convention? Because of the numbers that we're talking about. It's wild stuff. Wild. I'm serious. Very wild. I think there are a few huge stories that would affect you and me. Of course, who becomes president has an impact on our lives, because we have three branches of government, and the executive branch matters because there's executive orders. There's plenty that the president represents as far as America that does absolutely touch us and touch our lives. Somebody said that to me the other day. Well, it's not the legislative branch. It's not the judicial branch. No, it's just the third, you dummy, the third branch of government. There's three. And it does matter who's president, because it matters how we're perceived. It matters how that person functions in office. It matters who they appoint for the cabinet positions that definitely affect us in so many ways. Are you kidding? They appoint the attorney general, basically. It's their nominee. So it matters. Of course it matters. What also matters is what's going to happen with this Apple situation and the government and this whole encryption thing. You know, even today I did one of those Ben Franklins. You know what a Ben Franklin is? It's when you look at a piece of paper and you put the pros and cons. So I like looked at a piece of paper, even though I know how I feel in my head, but I just wrote it down so I could see it. I like to see things. I'm visual, probably like many of you. And in putting that pros and cons list together, I thought, you know, if my relative narrowly escaped being slaughtered by the ISIS-fueled terrorists, the couple who slaughtered those innocent people at a Christmas party. I can't even imagine either way anything that touched me in that direction. How I would feel about them saying, well, listen, there's a whole thing with encryption that helps any kind of terrorist, lone wolf, teams of terrorists, sleeper cells, whoever. Pick your choice of whatever description you want, because they have to communicate. So if they can do that and it's undetected, then it's brilliant for them. So you tell me something like that and I'm affected by it, and then you want to fight about an encryption key, I'm going to say, crack that sucker open. I want to know. But on the other hand, when it doesn't, it's just so typical of what we talk about. On the other hand, of when it doesn't affect us, but see, I think it eventually would touch us all. If it's not affecting you, then you think, wow, that's a slippery slope. And that's exactly what I was thinking. It's a slippery slope because if you let them crack open the phones and encrypt it, and the government saying to Apple, whoever, go to AT&T, really, and say this is what we're going to do, that could be really dangerous for your civil liberties and mine. They just get a whiff of suspecting us, or we accidentally get on some list that we shouldn't be on. I mean, we all freak out about what happens when we go through the TSA lines. And we see an old lady getting the shakedown. I saw someone the last time in a wheelchair getting the shakedown. Hurry up, the bums rush, and then all this stuff. And you know what? Some of the people are really nice when you go through. But every once in a while, you get a whole rowdy crew that are not liking it. So imagine the power of that when it comes to our phones. Think of it like that. Who are the ones that are going to get their phones cracked open? So now even AT&T is coming down on the side of Apple in the battle against the government over creating this system, which they could snap their fingers and create it, come up with another way to get to the phones. There's a reason they didn't do that, so they wouldn't be held accountable should something nefarious happen. So AT&T is right there. They don't want to see software to bypass the iPhone security mechanisms. They filed what is called a friend of the court brief with the judge for the U.S. District Court for the Central District of California. That's who's hearing this. Pushing the court, urging the court to vacate the order that would force Apple to develop that new code to help the FBI access the data on an iPhone used by the attacker in the San Bernardino, California shootings last December. Fair or foul? What do you say, America? You want to weigh in on the last debate? 855-266-5283.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The Better Business Bureau was a D minus. That's the last publicly available rating in 2010, and it was a result of the number of complaints they had received.
But it was elevated to an A.
It was elevated. That's never been publicly
elevated
released.
To an A. I could give it to you. I will give it to you.
The point I'm going for is you change your tune on so many things, and that has some people saying, what is his core?
Megan, I have a very strong core.
Donald Trump doing a little of the two-step with Megyn Kelly on Fox, the debate, and then there were four. Ben Carson drops out the other day. That's the Republican show, and how far does it all go? Maybe all the way to the convention. I just gave you the delegate total. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, thanks for hanging with us. Let's go to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Delaney, Kate Delaney, can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, brother. I gotcha.
Well, Kate, before the debate, something happened. This Mitt Romney had a speech today. And, you know, people really didn't understand what was going on there. I'm going to tell you what went on because Mitt has always been ahead of his time. You know, he had Obamacare before Obama was, like, even born, you know? And so when they saw Mitt come out there, they thought he was going to talk politics. But actually, it is his second career now. He's starting to do stand-up comedy, you see? So he was just joking around. You see, and he was getting a little laughs there.
Yeah, he was joking around. He was going for the jugular because he doesn't like that Donald Trump is trumping him. He couldn't get elected. And then he sees this guy who's not in politics getting all this attention, and he can't stand it.
Okay, look, this was like the Buffalo Bills coming to town and saying they're going to put a show on, and it's going to be on how to win the Super Bowl. You say, okay, it's going to be a comedy show, okay? I mean, come on, this guy lost to McCain, who lost to Obama. Then he lost to Obama. You know, who is going to consider this as something serious? I mean, you had a guy on earlier. I think he was a representative, wasn't he?
Bob Ney. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and he said this, you know, in not exact words, but he said this just added to the fire. Think about this, Kate. If whoever paid this guy, if he had asked around and said, hey, I bet this is going to really hurt Trump, anybody on earth would have said, no, it's not. Are you crazy? This is just going to piss the people more. They're just going to get them madder, and more of them are going to vote. You know that. You think anybody that's voting for Trump is going to listen to Mitt Romney? No.
Right.
I'm thinking,
right.
You know, I don't think it was the GOP establishment who paid Romney to do this. I think it probably was, you know, some, you know, maybe Romney, like Trump said, wants to get back into the mix or thinks he's going to come in on a white stallion in a brokered convention and something like that. But I'm just telling you, really, he's just starting his new, you know, stand-up routine, and he was and people just didn't understand that. But realistically, you know, I feel sorry for him. It's really sad what he was doing there today, and I think it's almost unprecedented. I think you'd have to go back to Theodore Roosevelt and the Bull Party to see anything like this. But, you know, like you said, if you look at that debate on TV, if you just close your eyes, what you see is two Mexicans or Cubans or whatever they want to call them, right, beating up on this old white guy, and the TV people beating up on him. And you know what? The white guy doesn't fall down. That's what you see. Now, you might not like that white guy, but like you said, he doesn't fall down. He's like the old punching bag. You hit, and it comes back up. And you really can't brag about two against one, but you can brag about there were two against my one guy, and he stayed standing. And that is what the Trump people are going to take home tonight to bed. Their guy stood up there. I mean, Trump is like going to the gym with two personal trainers, really. You know,
right, right,
and they're just making him stronger, and basically what they're trying to do is they're trying to break him. They're trying to physically, you know, make him sick, or you know, make him walk off the stage, or you know, make him decide like parole to those. And that's too much. It's too much. You know, that's what they're trying to do, because you know, when you look at the delegate math, it looks like Cruz is within, you know, within striking distance, because he's got 231 and Trump's got 319. But you have to remember, he picked up 99 of those in one state, his own state.
Yeah.
If you take that away, then it looks totally different. Then it's 319 to 132, because he picked up 99 there. So, and it's going to get worse, you know. In the next week, they've got like another 150 delegates. And if you know, go over to Wikipedia and see how it broke down, you know, all these weird proportional rules, you know, you can end up with a whole bunch of delegates and not have 50% of the vote, you know, just like what Trump did in South Carolina. He had like 35% of the vote and got all of the delegates. So,
yep.
I think he's going to, you know, he's going to, not going to have a problem with that 40, that rule 40, because he already has five states where he has a majority of the delegates. He already has five of those. I thought
yes.
It was the majority of the popular vote, but it's actually just the delegates. So
yeah.
He just needs three more. And, you know, he, as long as he doesn't quit and he doesn't start crying or bleeding out of the nose or something, you know, or whoever.
Right, he should get it. I agree with you. I think he should get it, too. But I think that there is still a chance that they could push it all the way to the convention and try to pull some shenanigans. But honestly, it's Trump. I mean, if you're asking me, it's Trump, no matter what anyone thinks. I mean, it's Trump, barring something strange, unforeseen happening. You said it. You got to have those three states, though, and Ohio's a big one.
Yeah, you know, Kasich might get Ohio, but if Trump gets Florida.
Then that's Florida. Then he's got a majority, yeah.
No, and so, you know, and if they try to do a brokered convention, give me a break, you know.
Oh, I know.
And, you know, it's just not going to be, it's going to be really ugly. And that's probably what the Democrats want, is something like that, because then, you know, if, who knows, we might end up with Bernie Sanders then, because Clinton might be in jail or something, you know. But make sure you tell everybody that it was just Romney just starting his new stand-up comedy career, and the people, you know.
I love it. Tomas, thanks so much. Let's move on to our pal Dan in Texas. By the way, if you want to throw in your 2 cents, absolutely. It's a free-for-all into the weekend, 855-266-5283. Dan, how are you?
What was that?
I said it's a free-for-all into the weekend.
Okay. Listen, Tomas is right on. He stole some of my thunder. But I want to give you a little heads-up on something else. This thing with Clinton, yeah, I think the girl's going to go down. I think there's just too much with Benghazi. That isn't an undone deal yet. That's still going to be coming back to bite her. And also the emails. I believe that the Justice Department isn't going to have any choice. And Joe is still out there seeking support. Get ready for Joe to come in to save the day. Uncle Joe to be king of the hill. And also one more thing to watch for. Obama's getting ready to go to Cuba, and he's going to try to give the Cubans what they want, which is Guantanamo, illegally. And the Republicans have already told him, don't do it. And he's going to defy them and do it anyway. And I think that's when all hell breaks loose. They talk about impeachment. They do the impeachment program. They may not have enough votes, but just to throw it out there and put him under the gun is going to be his worst nightmare. He also, his ISIS routine that he's playing, he's just limping along with that. And he's trying to get through his service to this country and then leave a whole mess for the next person to come along. If it's Trump, look out, Arabs. You guys are going to get killed. Okay?
Yeah, it's gonna be crazy. I agree with you, and it is a mess for the next person to deal with. Yeah,
well, there's gonna be a big bombing campaign. We're getting more planes being made right now.
Yeah,
we're arming up. You know that for a fact. Northrop Grumman and all those boys are putting together the next generation of killers, and we got the super drones that can deliver attacks anywhere. The next president is going to be hell on wheels when it comes to these Muslims. And I got one more little pet peeve. Why in the hell do we, the American people, have to go through airports and be searched and take off our shoes and every other damn thing?
Yeah.
Because some Muslims bombed our buildings, took them down with airplanes, and it's us that has to suffer for it. Kick the damn Muslims out of this country once and for all. We don't need these bastards, and I want them gone.
Dan, taking a hard right turn and talking about the situation with what happened, especially in New York. Obviously, thanks, Dan. The Pentagon were up against it. And Shanksville, what happened, the plane, of course, going into the field. And I told the story. I was in New York. Horrible, brutal. It was awful to go through that. Luckily, nobody I personally knew. I knew somebody in the building who got out of the building because they were there when the first bombing happened. Oh, I say bombing. Remember the underneath the World Trade Center, and that happened years before, so they knew, and they just left their desk, and that was it. But absolutely, the fact that we have to pay the price. However, Dan knows this. I can't go there with a blanket statement about all Muslims, but yes, absolutely, radicalized, ISIS-loving, you name it, any ties to any terrorist organization or just radicalized human themselves that wants to do damage to the West or any other country. Amen, brother, you're right about that. But you got to weed them out. Hang with us.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
What's the reason to change my case? No orbit, just send me in the outer space. At my fingers, I'll be true.
A foreign policy magazine, 700 foreign policy experts. Who would be the best person to conduct foreign policy of all the candidates in the race? I received 55% of the vote. Jeb Bush received 30% of the vote, and everybody else, none of them made double digits. And that's because you have to have the experience.
All right, John Kasich, the governor of Ohio, on the stage, part of the debate. There was all kinds of craziness that ensued. I saw a headline. That's a little coffee. Can you smell my coffee? Let me see. I had to have that coffee this time around, and it's pretty good. You know, I have trouble finding great coffee. I'm such a freak for this coffee, Wawa coffee, that you can only get in, I think, South Jersey, Philly. Now you can get it in Tampa, and there's a couple of other places where you can get it, too. You know, it's a habit thing. It's like my one habit deal. So anyway, digressing, she comes up for air. The one of the headlines, because, you know, you could look all over the place, and I just like looking at the website headlines after watching it to see what their headline is. And their headline is, Yoga, Insults, and Manhood. And then there was a part in the debate, and I guess there was, but to see it in writing, it's crazy, where it says, Trump defends the size of his penis. It's like, wow, how low have we gone? Is this Saturday Night Live? Or are we actually talking about things that really matter? But if you watch the debate, and that was one of the things Donald Trump said to voters, he said, despite what Marco Rubio has suggested, there was no problem with the size of his hands or anything else. And he held them up. He said, look at those hands. You know, are they small hands? He said, and he referred to my hands, that they're small. Something else must be small. I guarantee there's no problem. I guarantee. It's like, what? It's like, this is the TMZ version? Do they trap you outside of a nightclub, both of you, and they're asking you this question? So, because in the last couple of days, there's been, he revived an old insult mocking Trump for having relatively, that's what they're saying, relatively slight hands. So, here's what he said. This is Trump, because he couldn't help himself. He went on and on because he, you know, he's got thin skin. If you really ram him in the wrong place, he'll come back. We've seen that, right? So he says, he's always calling me Little Marco, and I'll admit he's taller than me. He's like 6'2", which is why I don't understand why his hands are the size of someone who's 5'2". That's what he said in Virginia on Sunday. And you know what they say about men with small hands? You can't trust them. Like, he took a pause and then he said, you can't trust them. So, yeah, Rubio is short. I mean, he's just short. He's small. But, and Trump is tall, which is an interesting, crazy kind of side deal here for a second. If you look at the size of the height size of most of our presidents, they're tall. Not all of them, certainly, but for the most part, tall. And we haven't had too many small presidents. It's just one of those weird factoids I know from my buddy Greg Stebbin, who wrote this book, White House Confidential. If you've been listening to me for a while, then you may have heard him on the show talking about it. Or my late great friend Austin Hill, who co-wrote the book with him, who was a talk show host, just an extraordinary human being. Sadly, we lost him last year at a way too young age. But anyway, he would come on. He was brilliant when he would come on the show. And we'd have him on a lot of times on President's Day and talk about weird little facts from, you know, our presidential history that had maybe even so much to do about politics, just about the person themselves, and height was one of the things. So Rubio is definitely in a minority when it comes to people getting elected that are not tall. It was just one of the many sidebars that happened this time around in this last debate on Fox. You know, you're just guaranteed to get a show. I mean, you are. You're just guaranteed to get a show no matter what's going on. That's pretty much the bottom line, no matter what's happening. And this show's not going away. In fact, in some ways, it only gets more interesting with the Romney twist, Chris Christie the other day, and the comments about Chris Christie. And, you know, the list goes on and on and on and on and on. How about Hillary Clinton? Because we live in the 140-character world. So, by the way, if you want to look at my tweets, you just go to Real Radio Talk. Real Radio Talk. Kate Delaney at Real Radio Talk. So, Hillary Clinton, hashtag GOP debate. Longer this goes on, scarier it gets. Throughout the debate, she was tweeting, which is much like what Donald Trump does or has done when the Republicans have squared off. And that's what she did. She's saying that it gets worse the more they continue. So there's no question there's a lot of verbal assailing, but we're used to that. That's what you see. I mean, that's pretty much what you're getting in this. I would be really curious once this. So let's say, for argument's sake, it is Trump. Let's say Trump is the guy. Trump is the one. He gets the nomination, and he goes up against Hillary Clinton. Let's say Clinton does somehow escape the maze of obstacles in front of her with this whole email thing. Let's just say it's her. And so are we going to see the same thing when we see these debates? I mean, are we going to see that same thing between Trump and Hillary Clinton? What's it going to be like to watch the two of them debate, if in fact that's the way it goes? And there was some, let me tell you, there were some good zingers. And this is what we, I mean, this is really what you expect when you've got the verbal jabbing going on. It was the 11th Republican debate, 11 Republican debates. That's a lot. So you can only imagine as they've gotten deeper and they've known each other, they're campaigning harder. This is results season. Then size does matter because it's going to be something that becomes part of the fabric, the verbal jabbing, the punches, calling each other names, and the moderators fact checking what's being said. And I think that, you know, this is just sort of the beginning of the angry crosstalk. And there was one moment where, you know, Trump, at one point, I just went through that, called Marco Rubio little Marco and Lying Ted. So he has pet nicknames for them. And the whole hands thing and the small hands deal and all of that. Then there was one exchange that kind of went like this. Donald has a tenuous relationship with the truth. That was Cruz. Trump smashed right back and said, breathe, breathe, breathe. You can do it. Cruz said, I know it's hard. Rubio said, when they're done with the yoga, can I answer a question? And Cruz said, I hope we don't see yoga on the stage. Rubio said, well, he's very flexible. You never know. So there was more of that going on. There's more of that back and forth. And Kasich said on Thursday, I win Ohio. So the debate shrunk, less people on the stage, a few little promises, and some sniping at each other, back and forth. You know, Trump was asked about his 2012 GOP nominee, Mitt Romney, the speech he gave in Utah earlier in the day, when he said Trump's bullying, greed, showing off, misogyny, absurd theatrics would lead the Republicans to disaster. Romney challenged Trump to answer with substance, not insults. And Trump said, well, look, he was a failed candidate. He should have beaten President Obama very easy. And the audience actually reacted with a few boos. With a few boos. And, of course, where was the debate? Michigan. Romney popular in Michigan. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
Premier source for purified water. The Berkey Light System is portable, requiring no water pressure, electricity, or plumbing, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water anytime, especially during emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. This portable system can purify raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, even stagnant ponds. It removes bad taste and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, as well as organic chemicals, pharmaceuticals, viruses, bacteria, cysts, and parasites, and unhealthy minerals. minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful minerals your body needs. And you can take the power of Berkey with you when you leave home with a Sport Berkey. Get the Berkey Light System along with two Sport Berkey bottles, a $310 value for only $268 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Save $42 now by asking for this special offer. That's total.